Welcome to the Angel Comedy Club. On the 18th of September, we have with us here, I'm Sabrina George, by the way, Tommy Wollemies, who's come all the way from Finland. You've been in London since the 28th of April 2005. It's now the 18th of September. Very, very welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Short and to the point. You've written a whole lot of new material in English rather than using your Finnish set and just translating it. What do you think are one of the primary differences between the way you've written for an English audience or the way you've written English material rather than the Finnish material or Finnish audience?
The material is fairly similar, but I'm trying to be weirder since as I'm a foreigner, I have an excuse to be strange. So I use less time in explaining why I'm strange and just go to the weird stuff. So that's the main difference. And I can't use as much wordplay as I use back home since I'm not that good with the language yet.
Okay, and what do you think there's much of a difference between the way you're projecting it towards an audience or working with the audience and the way you would in Finland?
I mostly do my material, my routine over here since I'm not as comfortable yet in talking with the crowd. And when I ask them a question and they answer, I kind of like lock down. So I'm mostly doing the material, and I have less material since I just started building it. So I'm mostly trying out new jokes. So that's the main difference.
And is there much of a difference, do you think, between a London audience is quite cosmopolitan anyway, because you've got up to 60% people from overseas in your audience. Do you think there's much difference in an English sensibility around humour than a Finnish one?
The Finnish crowds are more polite, since they're not used to stand-up. They're not used to their being actual discussion. So they don't really boo. I haven't gotten a single boo back home, but here if I say something political, I can easily get it. So that's actually something that I like. The audiences here are more awake, and they're back home they're really sensitive about the comics' feelings, and here they're not. And I like it here more.
We do. Do you find that when you say the Finnish audiences are more polite, is it actually they're just more reserved and they're not used to stand-up really yet? Because it's quite new in Finland, isn't it?
Yeah, that is actually the reason. Stand-up has been popular for like 3 years, so it's very new.
Do you remember when it started and what happened?
About 3 years ago, the first major club got started in Helsinki. And there were some other bars that had stand-up nights before that, but it wasn't in any way major. And I think it started becoming popular when there were some TV comedian celebrities who also did stand-up. So they kept mentioning stand-up in their interviews. And that's when people started going to clubs.
So where did the sort of origins of Finnish stand-up come? Because 3 years is quite recent. I mean, we've been doing stand-up in various guises now for, 150 years or something.
The origins actually go way further back than that. In, I think, 95 or 96, the first people went into bars and had their stand-up nights, but it was really underground, and it took a long time to get started. And the person who started it all is Riku Suokas.
Riku Suokas, right. So he's the hero of stand-up. Did he start in 95?
Yes, he did, and he's the hero.
And did he start in Finland, or was he in another country first and then brought it back? How did he sort of set it up, do you know?
I don't know if he's been abroad before he started, I know that since then he's been doing trips over to London, and he has some connections elsewhere as well. And he organizes the annual comedy festival in Finland, which just had it in May for the third time. And he brings some comedians over. Last time he brought two comedians from Ireland over there, so he has some connections.
So I know there's a bit of a frisson between Swedish people and Finnish people. So do you use a lot of Swedish comics to bring into Finland, or does he just try and bypass them completely and get people from elsewhere or only within Finland?
One of the most famous comedians in Finland, Andre Wikström, is a Fenno-Swede. So there are 300,000 Fenno-Swedes in Finland.
Can you explain what a Fenno-Swede is?
They're the their ancestors came over to Finland hundreds of years ago, and they were the ruling class, kind of. So they're descendants of those people. And there are all kinds of stereotypes about Finno-Swedes, but we get along fairly well with them.
Can you tell me what a stereotype is of something I've never heard of before in Sweden, in Finland might be?
Since they're the descendants of the ruling class, people keep saying that they have more money than others, and that they're reserved, and they just deal with their own kind. But those are fairly extreme stereotypes, since it's already been hundreds of years.
And what, the Finnish are poor and are quite gregarious and happy, chappy social beasts, are they?
Not really. You're trapping me here. Let's just get on with the main story. I feel a bit uncomfortable being interrogated like this.
Interrogating a Finn. No, it's kind of interesting because as far as I'm aware in Britain, we have no idea what a Finn is. We just lump them all together as Scandinavians. And since speaking to you, there's actually quite a dramatic difference culturally between Swedes and Finns. How would you describe that?
We are quite separated from the rest of Europe due to our our location. Other Scandinavian countries deal a lot more with the Central Europe and the rest of Europe. So they have similar kind of music and culture with them. But we've mostly been dealing with Sweden and with Russia, the Soviet Union, most of our history. So, for example, if you look at Finnish movies, they're quite similar with Russian ones. They have the same melancholy in them. So there.
I've never seen a Finnish film. I feel really awful. So when you're in Finland, I sort of know your material, but to people who don't know your material, how would you describe the sort of material you do, and where do you get the ideas from?
I do surreal one-liners, and I try to think of two things that have something in common, but that aren't usually linked, and then I forcibly link them. And my stage character is so weird that he has the right to not understand and to link those things. Like one example is I do a joke. Some places are terrible for finding a date, like the pharmacy, since you suggest something to someone and they're like, "No, I have a headache." So there, in a pharmacy, you can have a headache. And in a relationship, you can have a headache, but usually those things don't have something in common, even though there is a link.
And is this exceptional, or is this quite a normal way of communicating in Finland?
This is exceptional. I am one of the few surreal comedians in Finland. Our average comedian is quite similar to the average British comedian. "Oh, I just split up with my girlfriend. It's terrible. Yeah. I can't get it up. It's horrible. Yeah, we have a female president. I don't feel so masculine anymore." Yeah.
So, how long are you going to stay on? Are you going to stay a while? Are you going to take all your English written material and take it back to Helsinki?
Most of the material I've written over here works in Finland, but not vice versa. So it's more beneficial to write material here. I'm not sure yet why that is, but I think I'll be staying here for a few years.
And where do you hope to sort of take yourself as a stand-up comic? Do you want to stay with live audiences, work in television, radio, write for other people? What do you see yourself doing in 5 years' time?
I would like to work for television as a writer, since that's where I feel my strength is. But I love performing live, so I think I'll be doing some stand-up for a long time.
Good. Well, come to the Angel Comedy Club, where Tommy's going to be resident for the next 3 months at least. I think we've definitely booked you in for that. We'll be trying out new material on an English audience. Thank you very much, Tommy.